When a dozen Alaska legislators sent a letter earlier this month to the North Pacific Fishery Management Council asking for a dramatic reduction of 50% in Bering Sea and Aleutian Island halibut bycatch, the names of Kodiak's legislators were missing. Representative Louise Stutes said a lack of input from her constituents prompted her decision not to sign the letter.
My feelings were, I'm a messenger here. I carry the message of my constituents, whether it be Kodiak or Cordova or Yakutat, and I wasn't going to sign on a letter like that without input from them, from all the different sectors. And unfortunately, we were right in the middle of budget time, and I didn't have an opportunity to get that input.
Senator Stevens said it was more of a gear type issue than that he had no place in, and admits some fishermen may not like his stance.
And I know probably some people are going to be offended and say, why didn't you do this or do that? But you really can't pit one fishery against another fishery. The decision is made elsewhere in any event. And so I chose not to sign it, and that's where I am on that issue.
Figures cited by the dozen legislators in their letter to the council's chair pointed out that halibut are a very mobile fish, with studies showing that 70% or more of those tagged in the Bering Sea are later caught in the Gulf of Alaska. Stevens says the Bering Sea trawl fleet has been working to reduce bycatch and needs more tools to reduce it further. Stutes said the waste is straight-up cheating halibut fishermen.
Personally, yes, I think that the halibut bycatch absolutely needs to be reduced. I think that when you have a targeted fishery like halibut, and you have halibut IFQs, and you're prevented from fishing your IFQs because of the huge amount that has been taken in bycatch, there's a significant issue there. And I think it absolutely needed to be reduced.
A dozen coastal representatives and senators from Ketchikan to Cook Inlet to Bristol Bay, the YK Delta, and Nome did sign the letter.